Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette is supposed to join us. We had a weird moment with him last week where we thought that he was dealing with unmistakable human tragedy. And it turns out his phone was just screwed up. But his reaction was very odd. Now we can't get a hold of him, and I'm concerned all over again. So we'll hear, hopefully, shortly from Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette. You are pushing me very hard to watch Weekend at Bernie's.
Yes.
Like, you've told me to watch movies that I hadn't seen a lot on this show. This is the hardest I think you've ever pushed me.
Yeah, because it's right up your alley. It is so goofy and so funny that I think that you would absolutely love it, because it just doesn't, like, it's an easy watch whenever you just want to have a good laugh.
So you think I get a couple of Bush Light apples,
yeah,
put my feet up tonight, yeah, and watch Weekend at Bernie's?
Yeah, it's like two 22-year-olds that go to their boss's beach house and he dies. They don't understand. They're so dumb that they don't understand that they're the ones that are supposed to be killed. And then they're like, you know, there's a bunch of women around. They're drinking. They finally get a chance to, like, have, you know, live the big life. And they're like, let's just act like our boss didn't die and let's enjoy this weekend. So they, like, act like he didn't die.
It's a great concept.
Yeah.
Tomato meter has it at 54%. Popcorn meter has it at 57%. That's awful. Generally with comedies, it's a comedy, right?
Yeah.
Generally with comedies, the tomato meter, not a big fan.
Right.
I don't get it.
So, I mean,
the critics don't like the comedies.
That's pretty high for that, though.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I think I'll be watching it at some point before I pass away. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette joins us now. Good morning to you, Chris. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, fellas. How we doing?
Are you a fan of Weekend at Bernie's? You ever seen that movie?
Actually, I haven't.
Oh, let's go.
This is wild.
All right. You know what we're going to do, Carter? We got the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon coming up in less than a month. We're going to be broadcasting for 26.2 straight hours, but we're going to have a lot of downtime. You're one of our favorite guests. We should have you come out. I have to watch 13-9 at some point in its entirety. So you can
Corey, that's not nice.
It was callous. It wasn't me.
It's all callous. It was a show bet.
Oh.
So you can watch me watch that, and then you and I could put our feet up and watch Weekend at Bernie's. What do you think?
That sounds fun.
There we go.
There you go.
So Chris Carter will be at the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. All right, Chris, I just threw this question out on Twitter. We'll get to your schedule thoughts and a whole bunch of other Steelers-related things. But which of these four former Steelers do you think will have the best year? George Pickens, Najee Harris, Justin Fields, Russell Wilson.
That's a good question. I'll go with George Pickens, particularly because he's got a quarterback that knows what he's doing. He's going to an offense where CeeDee Lamb can attract attention. If George Pickens simply does not crash out, he's going to have the opportunity to be a playmaker for the Cowboys. And I think the thing is that, you know, as a wide receiver, there's an advantage that you can line up across from people while, across from CeeDee Lamb, people, if they double team George Pickens, that's just a recipe for disaster because CeeDee Lamb is just way too dangerous. Whereas, like, Najee Harris, typically you're going to get one running back on the field. So, Omari Hampton, if he's getting snaps over him, it's not like he's taking away attention. It's just, hey, you're getting snaps. There's a first-round rookie that's taking your snaps. So, I'm not so sure about the Jets with Justin Fields. So, I wouldn't put him there. So yeah, I'd say Pickens has the highest percentage chance of having the best year.
Chris, whenever you look at the schedule, I don't know if you have it in front of you, so I'm gonna filibuster a little bit until you can pull it up if you don't know it off by heart right now. Whenever you look at the Steelers schedule of this upcoming season, which game sticks out to you the most that could be the typical Tomlin game? The game that you're like, oh, the Steelers should win that game? They should win that game on paper, but they will probably lose that game.
You know, I look at that Dolphins game on December 15th because you're probably thinking, well, the Dolphins aren't like a terrible team, but the Dolphins have been a terrible team late in the season. Like Tua Tagovailoa, that's when he plays poorly. It's December. This is an outdoor game. You're talking about a night game in December in Pittsburgh. That's usually where the Dolphins are, you know, struggling and not putting things together the last couple seasons. It would not shock me if all of a sudden they come out and like they're playing like Luke Skywalker when he gets his lightsaber in Hoth and he's just like, you know, doing everything right. And it's like what the heck? Where'd these guys come from? They were supposed to be not good in cold weather. That could be the Tomlin game.
He's talking about Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Oh my God. When I was a kid, that was my favorite movie. But
that's amazing.
I would always have to run. I still think it's the best Star Wars movie. I would have to run out of the room or at the very least close my eyes when Han slices open that beast and shoves Luke inside of it for warmth.
Tauntaun. Yeah, that's
the
nasty.
Tauntaun. Yeah, like, I mean, heady thinking on one Han Solo there, but you're shoving Luke up in a Tauntaun? Made my stomach turn.
Your Tauntaun won't make the first marker.
Did you glean anything else from the schedule, like as compared to last year, Chris? I think it's a really challenging schedule, and I think the back half is still really tough.
Oh, it certainly is. I think similarly, there's a chance early in the season to build up some momentum like they did last year and set themselves up for a position where if they handle their business, they can and they actually finish strong in the season, they could be in a position. I mean, last year, let's remember, they had a shot to win the division last year before that run of four games at the end of the regular season. They were 10-3. And so, like, I think there's an opportunity with playing teams that either have young quarterbacks or new quarterbacks. You got Justin Fields week one, Sam Darnold week two, both new to their teams. Drake May is a second-year quarterback. J.J. McCarthy will be in his second year, but really in his first year with the Vikings. Then you get the Browns are going to have maybe Kenny Pickett. So you have a chance with five straight games to be playing either new quarterbacks or young quarterbacks with their team. And if you can come out of that stretch 4-1, and you know, maybe if they even dare to go 5-0, you set the tone for saying like, hey, now if you handle your business and say you go through, you know, Bengals, Packers, Colts, Chargers, Bengals, if you can come out of that 3-2, all of a sudden you're 8-2 or 7-3, and that's a really good position to go into that last stretch there. So that's the trade there. But I think the game that's going to be really tough on them is that Bengals away game in Cincinnati on a short week after playing the Browns. The Steelers, most teams in the NFL, they stink when they're going on the road on a short week to play a divisional opponent on a Thursday night game coming off a Sunday game, especially when they're coming off a divisional game. So it'll be interesting to see that. But I think it also makes that second Bengals game on November 16th, the home game at Acrisure Stadium, I think it makes that almost a must-win for the Steelers, because if you check that first one off as a loss and you're thinking, okay, the Steelers are probably not going to win the division, they're going to be competing for a wild card right behind the Ravens, they're going to have to make sure that they're past the Bengals. So it'll make that note. I think the most crucial game on their schedule is that second Bengals game at home.
Well, the Steelers, regardless, are going to have a new quarterback. If it's Mason Rudolph, how many wins do they get this year? If it's Aaron Rodgers, how many wins do they get this year?
It's Mason, 9. If it's Rodgers, 11.
So you think Rodgers is worth 2 wins and then more of a puncher's chance in the playoffs, I'm guessing.
I think he's going to unlock different parts of the offense where he's going to be able to hit things that and see through things that defenses are doing, because, like, you know, one thing I pointed out, like when I look at film, I want to see if a quarterback can decipher, okay, they lining up in cover two, but this is the time when they line up in cover two that they're actually switching to man, and if they're not really in zone. Aaron Rodgers is going to see a lot more of those types of things in when he's facing defenses. So that's the thing that I think is going to unlock more plays. Now, I think on the flip side of that, Mason Rudolph will be a better athlete. He's, you know, he's not a Lamar Jackson out there, but Mason Rudolph can still move. He can still get around a little bit. Aaron Rodgers, much less so at his age. So there's a give and take there, but I just think Aaron Rodgers' ability to see things and command the offense will help them win a couple more games than they would if it was Mason Rudolph.
Chris, you're a wonderful man. We're happy that we didn't lose you for good last week, and we are appreciative of you jumping on every Friday at 8 a.m. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Thanks, fellas.
Thank you. This is one of my favorite texts we've ever received. There's a lot that Chris said there that I want to react to coming up next. Now, here's a text. Crowley, why do you yell incessantly? I'm not going to purchase a new roof or office furniture because you're screaming at me. Watch the BBC News for some lessons on delivery. I'll answer the first question. Why do I yell incessantly? I don't know. It's just who I am. I'm a loud person. My family is loud. So I will answer that honestly. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry if that is off-putting to you. But I don't think we're exactly going for BBC News delivery on this show.
No.
We could do the NPR thing. We could just whisper the whole time. Yeah. Crowley, why do you yell incessantly? Like, if I whispered my next read, you think that this texter is going to go out and get some new windows?
Let's see.
We're
going to do it.
We're going to find out coming up in about 30 seconds. But coming up next, Chris's opinion on which former Steeler will have the best seasons. Got my gears turning. Want to talk to you about that. And then I have another schedule take that I hadn't thought about until just...
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Maybe that BBC guy had a point, Doran. Here's a text. With that incredibly calm and soothing read, I just called Window Nation and scheduled 12 new windows at a 60% discount and my free entry door. Thank you.
Look at that.
You are welcome.
Look at that.
You can also tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Chris said the hardest game on the Steelers' schedule could well be that first game against Cincinnati, Thursday night football. And yeah, that'll be a tough one. I actually don't mind them going to Cincy on Thursday night football. Because if I'm blind picking the schedule, it really wouldn't matter to me when and where they played Cincinnati. I mean, I guess we know the where. But it wouldn't. I wouldn't pick the Steelers to win either of those games. I know that they split last year, and the second game was really competitive, and they put up over 500 yards the first game. But I just don't expect them to beat the Bengals. I don't mind them being on a Thursday. Take my L and move on, because they've had so much trouble in Cleveland on Thursday night, Storin, that a game that should be an easy dub has turned into a loss. I'd rather play Cleveland conventionally, sweep them, and just take my L's against Cincinnati, if that makes sense.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's necessary an automatic L, because they're coming off a short week too, and they're just gonna have to play the Packers in Green Bay at 4:25 that Sunday.
Never mind then. That looks like a good schedule place.
Yeah.
Like, look at you doing the deep dive research.
Who's in the better spot, right? You know, I mean, Steelers play what, the Browns
at 1 p.m. on Sunday.
Yeah.
At home.
Is it home?
It's home against Cleveland, and then you go to Cincinnati on the short week. You're telling me Cincy has to play at Lambeau Field on Sunday Night Football?
4:25.
4:20. Oh, you know what? All of a sudden, this turns into not that bad of a schedule spot.
Yep.
It is tough on the road team on those Thursday games. Like, make no mistake about it. And regardless of who the quarterback is, the Steelers will be a dog in that game. I like that, though.
Right.
I haven't done enough looking at the opponent's schedules prior to when they play Pittsburgh yet. Like, I haven't done my deep, deep dive analysis on it. Like, because that was one of the problems for the Steelers last year. A lot of folks wanted to point out when we would bitch about the 3 games in 11 games for the Steelers, in 11 days for the Steelers, oh, well, other teams are doing it. Yeah, but did other teams have to do it against the Ravens, the Eagles, right, and the Chiefs?
I doubt it.
The two teams that played in the Super Bowl and another team that was an inch or two away from playing in the AFC Championship game? Yeah, all those Christmas teams, they had to deal with that tough schedule. But the Steelers was the toughest by far, no doubt about it. Not that I want to give them any excuses. Noah Hyles going to be joining us in about 10 minutes, our Pirates insider from the Post-Gazette. Wonder if he's hearing that the Orioles are poking around on Mitch Keller. We'll get to that. But who do you think is going to have the best year of all these former Steelers, Doran? Fields, Russ, Najee, Pickens, and I didn't have room to put him in the Twitter poll. I absolutely should have. Or Kenny Pickett?
I really like that question you asked.
Thank you.
To Chris. I want to say Pickens, but I'm going to say Najee, because Najee's not going to have to be the bell cow, and he's going to split time. It's not like he's the guy. Like, I mean, initially you thought that Najee was going to be their starting running back. Then they drafted Marion Hampton. He'll get the bulk of the carries and do the legwork. And I think Najee as a piece to that running back room with Justin Herbert as the quarterback, I think that he is going to find some success, knowing that they want to run the football, knowing that they can have success running the football underneath Jim Harbaugh. I think Najee's going to have a pretty good year.
I'm actually with you on that. He's not my pick, but I think he's going to be the touchdown vulture.
Yeah.
I think Amarian Hampton's going to get all the work between the 20s, and because he's their young superstar, they're hoping investment, they don't want to get him bullied down around the goal line. I think Najee might be a sneaky little fantasy guy this year, Dorn.
Yeah.
He's not breakaway speed. We know what Najee Harris is. I don't need to explain what Najee Harris is. But if Amarian Hampton is doing all the heavy lifting between the 20s and Najee Harris is the guy in the red zone, that would make a lot of sense to me. And they're not paying him a lot of money. They're not worried about him getting the tough yards, third and short, things like that, too. I think Najee Harris is going to put up some tutties this year. And I think that offense has a chance to be pretty good. They haven't done enough at wide receiver, but I think Harbaugh knows what he's doing, and I think Herbert, with a strong running game, think he looks pretty good.
Yep.
My pick's Fields. I think Fields is going to be a highlight machine. I think that Aaron Glenn's a really smart guy. You and I have talked about him a lot. I think they're going to utilize him the right way. The Steelers didn't last year. He went 4-2. He was a glorified game manager. Now, he was dealing with injuries, and they also didn't want Kyle Allen to have to be their quarterback when Russell Wilson was on the shelf. So I'll give them a built-in excuse there. I think there's more meat on the bone with Justin Fields. And I think that there's a player in there that is sort of the meld of what he was in Chicago and what the Steelers turned him into last year. He had 10 touchdowns in one interception. His biggest knock was that, yeah, he took a lot of sacks, but that he turned the football over a lot. He didn't turn the football over a lot last year. He managed games well. in Chicago. He's rushing for 1,000 yards. He was a highlight machine. I think there's a player in there that is the best of both worlds. And I think they're going to give him more rope. Like, the reason why I can't go with Russ is, well, we watched the last five games, but also their quarterback of the future is on their roster. And if things are going bad, Brian Daboll's going to bench whoever their starting quarterback is because you're trying to save your job. I think Pickens is going to blow up at some point because it's Dallas. It's a head coach that I'm not sure anybody there is ultimately going to respect by the end of the year. So I can't go with him. And I can't go with Pickett either because there's too many quarterbacks and there's too many unknowns. So if I were ranking the top two, I would go Fields. I think he's going to have a nice year. And then, yeah, I would go the touchdown vulture, Najee Harris.
I think that they're going to let Fields be Fields. I think they're like, I mean, just all in. Just, hey, you go make plays and we'll live with that this year. I think that Aaron Glenn is probably willing to live with that this year. We have an athletic quarterback. Maybe got a little fine-tuned whenever he was in Pittsburgh with the turnovers. I'm just going to let him be him. And this is your offense, man. Go out there and do it. So I can see and get on board with Justin Fields being and having a good year. Kenny Pickett, I think Kenny was going to have a decent year.
They'd have to give him time. And I don't necessarily disagree because I think, even though I've crushed Stefanski for some of his in-game management, I think he's a really good offensive play caller where guys like Case Keenum can come in and have success. Like, I think if they said, Kenny, you're our guy for 17 weeks, I think he might actually put up some decent numbers.
Yeah.
But I don't know that they'll have the patience, and I don't know that they actually want to try to win.
Do they need patience this year, though?
I think they want to revolve through quarterback. They're going to start out like 0-5. We did do their schedule look ahead. Their first five games, dude, are brutal. Like, the easiest game among them is the Steelers game. Like, if you take it out to week six. Like, I think whoever starts the season is not even going to be the quarterback by week six. I think they're going to stink so bad they're going to take a look at least three of the five guys. They can't take a look at Watson. He got engaged, by the way.
Did he? Good for him.
Deshaun Watson, yeah. He got engaged.
Nice.
All right, more on the Steelers coming up at about 8:50. There's a new wide receiver that has been linked to your favorite football team. But coming up next, Noah Heil's going to join the show. Pirates writer for the Post-Gazette and an all-around good guy.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is 8:36. Now is the time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. I should probably stop scratching the readout as I read it because then I can't read the number. I was trying to do that In a more docile tone, though, Doran.
I could hear that.
People have said I've been a little too loud this morning.
Mm. Is there multiple people?
Perhaps.
Wow.
And it's not just this morning, it's every morning.
Wow.
Noah Hiles joins us right now. I was talking about you in the hallway with Jason Mackey, Noah. He was wearing a very nice U.S. Open hat, and he said that you requested to get the same hat, and I also want it. It is a fabulous hat. So you and Mackey will be hat buddies. How you doing today?
I'm well. I mean, I'm going to be better when Jason gets me that hat. And little fun fact, I'll have both majors hats this for this year because my cousin went to the Masters and hooked me up with a Masters hat as
nice.
Well that says Masters 2025. Great year to commemorate, too, with Rory winning. So building that hat collection.
Doran, was that actually interesting?
No.
I don't think so either, and it's my fault because I started
I thought he was going to say he
with
went
a hat
to the
question.
Masters.
You know,
yeah,
guys, you know, hang on. I have gone along with a lot of stupid things that you've said to me
Whoa!
On this show.
Both of us?
For months. And I just shared a little bit of things that you started about a hat collection that I take pride in. And for you to just do that to me, that I didn't appreciate. What do you want to know about the Pirates, Adam?
Wait, what do you take umbrage with that we've asked you before now that you think we're poo-poo heads?
Yeah, what's stupid?
No, I don't want to do this. I just, what do you want to know? Come on.
We're a bunch of adults over here.
Pony said yesterday that he has heard that the Orioles are interested in Mitch Keller. Have you heard the same thing?
I mean, I haven't heard it during the regular season. I know that they were interested in him this past offseason. I reported that during the winter meetings. I don't know if I connected a team specifically to Keller, but I did report that they were shopping Keller and Jared Jones. And I learned after the winter meetings that, yeah, the Orioles have had an interest in Mitch Keller for years. They're one of a couple of teams who have checked in on him temporarily. I think their trade efforts to get him kind of cooled down after that extension was signed. But I wasn't shocked. I don't know where he would have heard that, but I wouldn't be shocked if that is the case because they have a history of interest in Mitch Keller.
Who realistically could be traded this year by the trade deadline? Who was it that said it about Skeens could possibly be traded at the trade deadline?
Jeff Passan.
Jeff Passan said on Pat McAfee's show that Paul Skeens could be traded at the trade deadline. I don't find that realistic, but let's hear what you have to say about it.
Yeah, I mean, first off, on that note, like, it is incredibly ironic that we are 5 days into year two of Paul Skeens. He made his MLB debut on May 11th, 2024, and we're already talking about, is this guy getting traded or not? Like, talk about a sign of the times in Pittsburgh for this baseball team. I don't think you can trade Paul right now. I've said this on to other people. I just don't know how you can quantify his value. With how good he is for how little you have to pay him, I don't know what type of return that could generate. And I don't think any team would be willing to depart with that capital, especially mid-season. So I don't see that happening. He would have to be traded in an offseason. I think he would also have to be traded years down the line when he's in ARB or closer to ARB. But who could be traded? I mean, you start with the one-year contract guys. Like Andrew Heaney, I think, could be moved. He's someone that I think makes a lot of sense. I mean, they'll try to move Frazier. They'll try to move Tommy Pham. But other guys who I think could generate some interest, Dennis Santana, I think, could get them
Good
something
call.
In return, especially when you look at how well he's been throwing the ball. Ryan Barucki, I think really anyone in the bullpen, and I think that includes David Bednar, who I think I know they've tried to move in the past, but were unsuccessful, and maybe this is the time for them to do that. So the bullpen guys, and if I had to pick a position player that they could consider moving without a ton of risk, Joey Bart could be a name that comes to mind, simply because they acquired him for next to nothing last year. They have two young catchers that they have more of a future stock in, I still believe. So I could see them moving Bart. Do they try to move Brian Reynolds or Mitch Keller or Ke'Bryan Hayes? Potentially. I feel like those moves will indicate if they're moving those guys, I feel like that's an indication on Charrington's status within the org. Because I don't think their owner is going to let them move those key pillars to the franchise right now if the GM is not going to be here at the end of the season.
So that is
so if he's moving those guys, I think that that's an indication that Charrington's safe.
Mm-hmm. Well said. That's exactly where I was going to go with the conversation, Noah. I mean, as far as you understand, does Ben Charrington, I mean, he's still the sitting GM, does he have autonomy to proceed as he sees fit?
I don't know entirely. I do know that, I mean, I would say for the most part, yes. I don't know if he has, I don't know if he has the clearance to make a move of that size. I mean, because if you're trading Keller or Reynolds, or I mean, even Hayes, I think Hayes to a lesser point, you're, I mean, that's a big move that impacts how this franchise goes moving forward. That's a move you can't mess up. And so if you're making that move, that means your owner believes that you're not going to mess that move up and he's willing to keep you around to keep the ball rolling after that move, like I said. So I don't know if he has clearance to make that aggressive of a move right now. We'll find out. I wouldn't be necessarily shocked if it happened, but I don't think that that's where they are as an org right now. I don't know if those are players they're looking to get rid of.
Noah, I feel like you were legitimately offended because we didn't find the hat thing interesting, and I do apologize, sincerely. I could see you were perhaps seeing red. Like, I feel like he was actually miffed by that, Dorn.
Yeah, I think he was more mad at you than me, but
that's fine. You could place the blame on me, but you were, in fact, miffed, yes?
No, I could never be mad at you guys.
Look at his eyes. You got a great head of hair. I don't know that you need to hide it under a hat there, Noah.
It's this hair is holding on by a thread. I have a horrible hairline. You know, I'm enjoying it while it's here. I put a lot of work into a lot of products. But thank you for saying that, Adam. That made me feel better.
You guys kind of look like you could be brothers.
Why? Because all us white media members look alike, Dorn. Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say that.
Thank you, Noah.
Thanks, Noah. Guys. Fun talk.
So you're going to get a British Open hat, too?
Yep.
Get a little PGA Championship hat, collect all four?
I thought he was going to say he went to the Masters.
That's what I thought he was going to say, too. I would be interested in knowing that in real life. I don't know that people care about what hats he has on the radio.
No.
That's an interesting list of potential trade candidates, though. And I want to react to what Noah had to say about Ben Charrington, how much power he still holds within the organization. We'll do that next. There is a wide receiver the Steelers are rumored to be poking around on. We'll get to that as well. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. The Steelers poking around, I have heard, on a wide receiver. We will get to that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We're reacting right now to the hat collector, Noah Hyles, talking about the Pirates before the trade deadline. Now, the trade deadline's a ways away, but the Pirates are dead and buried in the standings. So we asked him who's available, and he listed a bunch of guys. Now, Tommy Pham, I don't think anybody's going to be interested in. He stinks, and he's being paid $5 million.
Fantasy season's coming up.
That's true. If you need somebody to manage your in-house fantasy football team, he'd be the guy. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. So he mentioned Tommy Pham and Adam Frazier. I mean, you're going to get a bag of balls for those guys, if anything. No offense to Adam Frazier, who was an all-star here at a time. Andrew Heaney, probably be able to get something. Quality left-handed starter. Dennis Santana. Some of these relievers, man, you can get a pretty penny for them on the open market in terms of prospects. Barucki, same boat. Bednar has really pitched better of late. He's pitched really well, in fact, of late. He's regained his form. Joey Bart, another guy mentioned. But I thought the best point that Noah made was if a guy like Keller or Key Brian Hayes is traded, that's a dead giveaway that Ben Charrington's going to continue to be the general manager through 2026. Like, trading Mitch Keller would be a big, big deal. They don't pay pitchers
right
a lot of money. And for them, they've paid him a lot of money. This year, it's going to be $15 million. I think it goes up to $18 million and eventually $19 million for a season. If he trades Mitch Keller before the deadline, he's going to be the GM in 2026.
Anybody with a real contract.
Yes. Basically. Yes. Any of their core guys.
Yeah.
And Mitch Keller is a core guy. Brian Reynolds is a core guy. You can't trade him now because he's you would be selling at an absolute low point. I don't want to see Ben Chiarington make any moves, but I thought that was a really good point by Noah. If one of those bigger contracts is moved off the books, that's a dead giveaway about how they view Ben Chiarington. I wouldn't even let him trade Bednar.
I think he's going to be here.
He sold his house. Did you see that?
Yeah, but he's moving closer to PNC Park.
Well, that's what they say. You know?
It's not to sell it because, like, he's leaving. Like, because he's...
Maybe.
Why you sell it? Why do you sell it? No, where are you going to live at?
I mean, it's just on the market.
But if it sells, it sells. You can't just stay in there until the season's over.
Go stay at Shelton's place. Was that an unfair show?
Yeah, that was unfair.
Austin Hedges put his place up for sale?
Unfair. There's a lot. Russell Wilson. Kenny.
Where'd Najee Harris live?
Yeah, where'd Najee Harris live? Like, you just want to do the game? You know what? Sullivan.
He could stay at Sully's place. He can put his ass wherever he wants to put his ass, but his house is up for sale, and they tell us he's moving closer to PNC Park. I don't know what to believe, but, I mean, the fact that they didn't fire him when it was the most obvious thing in the world does have me at least split on whether or not he'll be back next year, and that terrifies me. Because when you rank the problems that the Pirates have, I think Ben Chiarington belongs near the top of the list.
Yeah.
You look at the lineup, you look at the lack of hitters. We've talked about this chapter and verse. He is the biggest problem. He's done a great job building a young pitching staff and building up that prospect pool. I want to be fair here, and we're going to see Bubba Chandler come in. I saw Hunter Barco got hurt after throwing 23 pitches. It didn't look good either. I didn't see the update. I'll look for it during the break if something has come out on him. But they've built up that side of things. And the rotation right now, last nine times out, the starters have an ERA under 2.28. They just shut the Mets out last time out. That's a great rotation right now. Like, they are pitching up to the capabilities that we thought that they could pitch up to. And they've done it the last 10 or so games, and they really have been pretty good all season long. So he's done a good job there. There is no hitting talent whatsoever in the pipeline. So if they keep him around, and he is, in fact, moving closer to PNC Park, that is disastrous for me. 412-928-9370. A texter writes in, Doran, you might have information on this. Is Gina G and Petro selling Charrington's house? Because if it doesn't sell, she can buy it and turn it into a rental, and then he can rent.
That is true. Very true. Good point. Good point.
He's going to live in the house, but he's going to have to pay rent.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.